Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Robbie Meltzer, and I'm the senior procurement manager for Jose Andreas Restaurant Group.
Yes, and we're talking because Restaurant Week, DC Restaurant Week, kicks off. Well, it officially kicks off on Monday, August 28th. I believe it's actually they actually opened it even earlier. Like it's been going on for a couple days now, right? Or a week now, right?
Actually, yeah, our restaurants have been participating for the last 2 weeks, kind of in preparation for the official kickoff of, you know, the Restaurant Association from the 28th to the 3rd. But, you know, typically our restaurants participate for 2 weeks, you know, the week that everybody in DC is doing it. And then, you know, again, just as another way to continue to give back to the community and continue to offer a great deal for our restaurants, we always participate for 2 weeks. But, you know, this year kind of afforded us an opportunity to really take advantage and to really get out in front of some guests and some diners that may not be familiar with our concepts and our restaurants and really give them an opportunity to come in and try what we do best.
Awesome. So just to clarify, the overall, you know, restaurant week for all the restaurants starts Monday, August 28th, which is when I'm going to run this story. So that works great. But you're saying that
Correct.
Just Jose Andres Restaurant Group restaurants were the ones that started earlier, or are you saying other ones did it earlier as well?
Correct. No, it's just our restaurants. You know, again, like I said, this is a time of year where, you know, the city tends to be a little slower. People are going on vacation. And so, you know, it's a great way to kind of drum some business and some excitement in the restaurant and our communities. You know, we like to celebrate this party a little bit longer during the summer and also during the winter too. But, you know, obviously we're focused and primed for next week and for the start of the 28th and to continue to welcome some people that are both fan favorites of our concepts and also people that have never come into our stores before. So it's a great opportunity for people to really come in and experience what Jose does and who we are and kind of feel some of the excitement in our restaurants.
Okay, great. Now you say that you've been involved with Restaurant Week in some capacity over the years for about 10 years. So was it always with Jose Andres Group or did you start somewhere else? And I guess I'm just trying to get an idea of, you know, how you've personally through your eyes, how you have seen it grow from the beginning.
Sure. You know, honestly, I've actually been doing Restaurant Week for the last 15 years with a couple different restaurants before, you know, with Zola and Potenza in downtown D.C. But then also for the last 11 years, I've been with Jose Andreas Group. And previously, I was the head chef of Haleo D.C. for the last 5 years and also sous chef at all the different Haleo concepts in the area. So, you know, again, one of my favorite parts about Restaurant Week and again, something that I think is a really great concept of the program in and of itself is, you know, I think that what our restaurants specifically do is, you know, we offer a great offer to the public. You know, most places you go to, you're getting an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. You know, whereas at our restaurants, obviously we're tapas restaurants and small plate centric. So depending on whether you're coming in for lunch or for dinner, you generally speaking get a 4-course or a 5-course meal. So you get a couple extra courses, you get a couple opportunities to taste some of our fan favorites in our restaurants, or maybe these are just, you know, hidden gems that we've tucked away from the menus for a while. And, you know, Restaurant Week is another opportunity where our restaurants get full again. And again, it's people that not only are our fan favorites that come back and look forward to trying interesting tapas that, you know, maybe are a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but, you know, Restaurant Week gives you the opportunity and gives you a little bit more comfort to try some of those different things. But also, you know, it's there, and Restaurant Week is a great opportunity for people who maybe have been a little bit reserved or afraid to try a restaurant, or, you know, maybe wanted to see what all the buzz is about. It really gives you an opportunity to come in to really, you know, see what is available from these places. And honestly, it's something that restaurants really look forward to in general, just because, again, you know, it gives you a chance for those people that are fan favorites to really celebrate them and thank them for coming back. But it also gives you an opportunity to welcome in and usher new potential, you know, regulars and clients that maybe aren't familiar, but now all of a sudden love your story and want to continue being a part of it.
All right, cool. So let's do a deep dive into some of the different restaurant offerings. So Haleo DC over in Penn Quarter, you know, down by the basketball hockey arena, Capital One Arena. Remind us the theme of the restaurant and some of the specials you might have for Restaurant Week.
So, of course, Haleo, you know, traditional Spanish tapas. You know, it's Jose's first. It's the flagship of our company. So we actually just celebrated our 30th anniversary of Haleo. And so, of course, you're going to find items on the menu like our croquetas de pollo, right? These are probably, like, I affectionately would refer to as the greatest chicken pot pie filling breaded and deep fried. They're highly addictive and they're phenomenal. They're one of my favorite bites in general, but to be able to get those on the Restaurant Week offering is a steal. Of course, you also have our gambas al ajillo. Again, it's one of our other signature dishes in the restaurant. It's garlic shrimp, you know, so what could be bad about that? Of course, it's one of the most famous tapas in Spain as well. But, you know, again, it's really, there's another dish that I really love, which is our lomo de cerdo, which again, this is a boneless pork loin that's been brined and marinated. It's grilled. It comes with a roasted sweet onion and a Cabrales blue cheese sauce. It's just dynamite. It's an incredible pairing. It's a wonderful dish that you shouldn't miss.
Sounds delicious. My mouth is watering. All right. Now, also in Penn Quarter, another one of your restaurants is Zaytinya. Did I say it right? What's the theme of that restaurant? Just like you did for Haleo. What's the theme and some dishes for Restaurant Week?
So Zaytinya is our Mediterranean, you know, Greek, Lebanese concept. You know, this is also one of my favorite restaurants to go to inside and outside of Restaurant Week. But again, you know, the common theme, it's a steal and it's a great deal. You know, one of the best ways to start out your meal, of course, is with the dips, the hummus, the baba ganoush, you know, classic dishes, but, you know, one's not to be missed. And then honestly, a secret item, which isn't so secret once you've gone there once and tried this, are their crispy Brussels sprouts. These are melt in your mouth, fried Brussels sprouts with like a garlic Greek yogurt. It's just a phenomenal pairing.
Fantastic. All right. Also in Penn Quarter, another one of your great restaurants, Cina Chocano. What, remind us the theme. It's kind of in the title, but remind us the theme and what dishes for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, Cina Chocano is our Chinese Peruvian concept. You know, it's basically the marrying of two different cuisines and into one kitchen. You know, highlights on that menu, of course, always are their dumplings, their kamlu wontons, which are crispy shrimp and pork dumplings. And then also another one of their secret, but also fantastic dumplings is their traditional, their shumai pollo is fantastic. Of course, their dancing yuca fries are phenomenal as well. It's nice, crispy. Delicious offering. And then also once you start and get down the menu a little bit too, one of my favorite items on that menu is the tam tam noodles, hand cut wheat noodles. It's got a nice little spicy pork sauce with some peanuts. It's crispy, crunchy, it's cooling, it's spicy. It's phenomenal.
Awesome. All right. Number four restaurant, Oyamel, a very famous spot also in Penn Quarter. Remind if our listeners haven't been for some reason, if they've been living under a rock, what is the theme of Oyamel and some offerings for Restaurant Week?
So Oyamel, again, you know, it's our authentic Mexican cuisine. You know, obviously something that is featured on the menu, but may not be on the Restaurant Week menu, maybe the margaritas. So certainly don't miss those. A great accompaniment for anything that you do order on the Restaurant Week menu. You know, again, we're utilizing a lot of local ingredients and seasonal ingredients too. They have an awesome watermelon salad that's also super fresh and refreshing and delicious. And again, in season. But then also as you sneak down their menu, you know, their tamal verde is another one of their signature dishes. And they're also highlighting a couple of their tacos on the menu too. The cochinita pibil is one of my favorites. Again, it's just another classic that we do, but it's braised pork, sour orange, and a little bit of pickled red onions really set that off. It's a great taco.
Awesome. And all right. So those are the four Jose Andres Restaurant Group locations down near Penn Quarter in D.C. And then there's last but not least, there's a fifth location, Spanish Diner up in Bethesda. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about the theme and the vibe there and some of the offerings for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, Spanish Diner is one of our hidden gems in Bethesda. Again, it's very similar to some of the things that you would find and you may be accustomed to at Haleo. But just kind of with a different spin on them. You know, Spanish Diner, obviously, it's a little bit more of a comfort food focus. And it's a lot of those familiar Spanish flavors and dishes, but, you know, just with a little bit of a Jose twist on them, if you will. Of course, you know, if you're there, you can't miss their gazpacho, especially in the summer when it's nice and you've got tomatoes that are perfectly in season right now. So, again, utilizing some great local products for that. Patatas Bravas is another one of my favorites. Crispy potatoes, spicy brava sauce, the garlic alioli. You know, again, it's the perfect perfect bite in your mouth, all the flavor combinations all together. And last but not least, I mean, you can't leave without enjoying one of their signature flans on the menu. It's Jose's grandmother's recipe. It's a phenomenal dish.
Awesome. Well, that's plenty of specifics for your actual group. Let's take a big step back, you know, just as an overall, because I, you know, it's rising tide raises all boats. You want people to come down for your all's five restaurants, but then hopefully they turn out for all the different restaurants, and DC is going to be this culinary food hub that helps everybody out. So, do you know any overall numbers or anything of, like, do you know how many restaurants in DC are participating this year, or how much of a boom of business revenue wise it does, or anything you got, like, stats wise on all the restaurants in totality?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, there's over 150 restaurants in the DC area that participate. And again, you know, you'll see a little bit of that overflow to some of the suburbs, like we do with our restaurant in Bethesda. You know, another thing a lot of the restaurants are doing as well, just again, to make it approachable and to try to even bring more people to the restaurants, even if they can't be there physically in person. A lot of restaurants, but also our restaurants, are offering to-go packages as well. You know, so if those people aren't still necessarily able to come into the restaurants, or, you know, restaurant week tends to jam the restaurants pretty crowded. So if you still want to enjoy an experience that is restaurant week, but in the comfort of your own home, you know, our restaurants and some restaurants participating are offering dinner packages for two and four. You know, you'll get a curated experience at your house that's still indicative with the same kind of courses and waves like you would from a restaurant week menu that you would order at Haleo, or you would order at any of the restaurants downtown. But again, in the comfort of your own home, and still getting this wonderful experience and taking advantage of the offering that's being presented to everybody in the city.
Awesome. Well, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us. This gives me plenty to work with. I will try to turn this around for sometime on Monday for the official start of the restaurant week. But it's cool that you all at your group had a couple weeks of bonus lead in time. But the official thing kicks off Monday, baby. Right. So let's get going.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you.
All right. Thanks so much. See ya.
My pleasure. Thanks.